The land of the Hashr. And in Arabic, this is called the Mawqif. Where will the Hashr take place? We talked about Hashr means gathering. Where is the gathering? Where is the people going to be gathered to? And that is called the Mawqif. The Mawqif is referred to explicitly in the Quran and in the Sunnah, the concept-wise. For example, Allah says in the Quran, Surah Ibrahim, verse 48, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. On that day, the earth will be substituted for another earth, and the heavens for another heavens. So Allah is saying, the land of the Mawqif is a totally different land. The land of the Mawqif is not something you are familiar with. Now, some reports mention that the Mawqif will take place in the valleys of Arafat. And these narrations are authentic, especially to the Sahaba, and one or two might even go back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do we reconcile? Allah knows best. I have not found anybody explicitly correlating, but perhaps the land of Arafat will be transformed to this new land. Because Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلْ, the day that the earth shall be transformed to another earth. So there is a transformation taking place, which means there was something in the beginning and there's something in the end. So perhaps the lands of Arafat, because we know that the resurrection will occur in the plains of Arafat. That's in one narration from the Sahaba. And yet the other, as we're going to come to, the other ahadith don't mention this. So perhaps the lands and plains of Arafat will be changed to this other earth. And in the hadith in Bukhari, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will roll up the earth and He shall roll up the heavens in His right hand. And He will say, أَنَا الْمَلِكُ أَيْنَ مُلُوكُ الدُّنْيَا, I am the king, where are the kings of this world? So this world and the heavens will be rolled up, which means they will be put aside. They're not going to be the next earth. What will be the earth that is the next earth? Our Prophet gave us one description, that's it. One hadith that is somewhat explicit. And hadith is in Bukhari. يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى أَرْضٍ بَيْضَاءَ عَفْرَاءَ كَقُرْصَةِ النَّقِيِّ لَيْسَ فِيهَا مُعَلَّمٌ لِأَحَدٍ. The people shall be resurrected on the day of judgment. عَلَى أَرْضٍ بَيْضَاءَ, upon a land that is pure white. عَفْرَاءَ, unblemished. It's pure whitish without any spot on it. كَقُرْصَةِ النَّقِيِّ, like sifted wheat. Wheat that has been cleaned, that has been sifted, and it is all on the ground. So perhaps a type of sparkle, perhaps a type of glitter, but it's going to be a silverish white. It will be a flat land. لَيْسَ فِيهَا مُعَلِّمْ. There's not going to be any alam, any flag, or any mountain, or any hill, or any markings that are going to tell one part from another. And some of the Sahaba described the Ard al-Mahshar as being like waraq, like silver, pure land upon which no sin has ever been committed. This is reported from some of the Sahaba in the Musnad of Abdul Razzaq. So the land of the Mahshar, the land of the Mawqif, is flat. It is stretching as far as the eye can see. And wherever you see, there will be no mark, no hill, no flag, nothing to tell where you are versus where other people are. As far as the eye can see is exactly the same. So there's no way to tell where you are positioned. And this is something that is very strange for us. In fact, it hardly ever happens to any of us. Even if you are in the desert, you will see a mountain there. You will see something there to situate you. It is very, very rare for any of us to be in such a situation. Once in a while, I'll tell you, for example, in my own life, I like to go sometimes scuba diving. So I go to the ocean, deep in the oceans. And when you go to the deep of the in the oceans, and you are surrounded by water as far as the eye can see, I don't know if you've ever been in that situation, but you feel like palpitation. You feel like a sense of, my God, where am I? Like everything is exactly the same. It's flat land. And you feel like a speck of dust nowhere. It's a feeling that I've experienced only on that, because anywhere in this world that I have been, I have never been in a place that is completely unrecognizable from point A to point B. No, there's always something going on, something there. But I can tell you from my experience in that position that you feel something weird, like, wow, what's going on? You feel lost like that. So the Ard al-Mahshar will be flat land that's shining whitish or silverish without any marking as far as the eye can see. Therefore, how will we find one another? Well, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ فِي صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. Hadith is muttafaq alayh. Allah will gather all of the creation in one land. Now listen to this. فَيَسْمَعُهُمُ الدَّاعِي وَيَنْفِذُهُمُ الْبَصَرِ. The one who calls out will be heard by all, and the one who wants to see will be able to see all. In other words, if you want to call out to somebody, somehow your voice will reach that person. If you want to see somebody amongst hundreds of millions, not even hundreds of millions, billions and billions of people, subhanAllah, how will it happen? Allah knows. But if you want to get your haq from somebody, you will not be able to hide. يَسْمَعُهُمُ الدَّاعِي. Anybody called, da'i here means anybody wants to call you. Anybody wants to call you, da'wah, I want to complain against you. Anyone wants to put his lawsuit in this judgment of Allah against you, they will be able to find you. Anyone wants to see where you are, somehow you will be able to see them. This is one of the things of Judgment Day. So we learn therefore that on the Day of Judgment, the entire land will be straight and flat. There will be nothing to demarcate one area from another. Yet somehow we will be able to find those whom we want to find. How? This is something that we will not be able to understand. We also learn from the Sunnah, and the Quran references it indirectly, that the sun will come close to the Day of Judgment, and the creation will be in a state of anxiety and fear, dealing with the terror on that day. And there are dozens of verses in the Quran, literally dozens of verses. I'm not going to go over all of them, but some of them which are especially explicit and powerful. In Surah Ibrahim, verses 42 onwards, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not think that Allah is unaware of what the wrongdoers are doing. Don't think Allah is not aware of what is happening around the world. Don't think Allah is unaware of the ones killing and plundering and causing people's lives to be disrupted and raping and pillaging. Don't think Allah is unaware. Don't ever assume that these people will be let go. No, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. Allah is going to delay. Allah is going to delay them. To when? لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. To the day when the eyes will be staring in a glaze. Notice how Allah is describing. When do your eyes stare in a glaze? When you are terrified. When you're terrified, you don't blink. تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Your eyes are out, open. Everybody is going to be staring. Everybody is going to be in a state of fear. Except for a group we will talk about next week that Allah has protected. But the default, لِيَوْمَ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ. مُهْطِعِينَ, their necks are outstretched. They're wondering what's happening. They're trying to look. What's going to happen next? مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ, their heads are raised up. لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ, their eyelids are not even blinking. وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ, and their hearts are empty in their chests. They don't feel their heart even, like, it's their palpitation is so much, they feel empty in the heart.